When you can walk up to your horse and say the horse hello and have both of you enjoying the experience, then you're ready for this next task. Scan yourself briefly from head to toe, noticing how you feel inside yourself. Notice any aches and pains, notice any feelings. If your mind is busy, then notice your breathing and how the different parts of your body move as you're breathing. You can even listen for your own heartbeat or feel for the tiny feelings of energy moving through your body. Those things will quieten your mind. Now, keep feeling that same listening inside yourself feeling, as happens when you're scanning yourself, and look at your horse and notice anything that changes in your own body. Notice what your horse looks like as they're standing there relaxed at liberty beside you. Notice their eyes and their ears, their breathing, their mouth, the way they're standing, even notice their body shape. Spend some happy time just standing there connected and enjoying that connection. Look for a feeling of contentment or peacefulness that will let you know that your horse is in their comfort zone. Then think about rubbing this horse all over with your hand. Do you feel any uneasiness at that thought? And if there is any uneasiness, then here are some options for action. You can take a few steps backwards and wait for the cue just from the thought. Sometimes the uneasiness that you feel, the not quite right, is your horse is not quite right. And you backing off and waiting for the cue will release something for them. And we already know that releasing stuff is a very good deal. Or you can do this exercise with a nice, solid, smooth, good feeling stick that you can put some pressure behind and get a really good happy scratch going that will keep you safe from further away. About 4 feet long would probably be about right. If you're working with a stick, you need to have your horse in their comfort zone with you walking up with the stick before you can do anything else with it. So you might need to do that walking up lesson again with the stick first. So you're going to see if you can rub your horse on their neck in 3 or 4 big, firm, rhythmic, sweeping circles with inner awareness, listening inside yourself and in good posture and rotating your whole body for the strokes. Backing off and waiting for the cue any time that you are not feeling that lovely, contented, peaceful, enjoyable feeling. Because if you're not in that lovely, enjoyable feeling, then you are experiencing the early warning signal that something is not quite right. Because your touch should be pleasant and enjoyable for your horse. So anytime you have a feeling of not quite right, then stop, even back away for a few steps, and wait for the cue. You can watch out for any changes at all in the look in their eye, but the not quite right feeling will usually come before you notice any physical changes in your horse. Some really generous horses will just go blank in the eye when they leave their comfort zone. It's like they block you out or go off with the fairies. I have a horse whose bottom eyelid flickers when he leaves his comfort zone and another one who looks away without physically leaving. And notice what thoughts and ideas you are having as your horse chewed. Any at all? The chew is a physical signal of shared communication, a signal that you've heard them, that you've understood them, and also that they've understood you, as well as the signal that they finished processing and that they're ready to move on. So if your horse chews quite quickly, there's nothing to release. If it took a long time, then there was. And of course, if it takes a long time, that's the make like Father Christmas gift that you give your horse. Waiting for however long it takes for the chew if they're releasing some old trauma or pattern of resistance. Do exactly the same thing again as many times as you have to establish a comfort zone for your horse in just being touched on the neck. You can even take a break for a while if it was a really big deal and you had to wait a long time for the chew. When you've established a comfort zone rubbing firmly but gently on the neck with hand or stick, then you can use that as a comfort zone base to come back to when they leave their comfort zone on some other place on their body. Now you can work your way around their whole body slowly and, very importantly, rhythmically. I like to work in slow sweeping circles of my hand that go in the same direction as the hair growth. And with a stick, I like to find a pleasurable scratching spot and work outwards from there. Again, holding inner awareness, holding that listening inside place, and in good posture, and rotating your whole body for the strokes like you've already learned. Sweep your hand in nice big slow circles, expanding from the neck to the shoulder to the body to the hind end. Rub their belly around the girth area down their legs. I know that some people doing these lessons are having trouble with horses picking their feet up, and being able to rub the legs in a way that's comfortable for the horse is the first and very necessary baby step before you can move on to start picking their feet up. Go back to the neck every couple of circles as they get more and more enjoyment out of what you're doing. Later on, if you want, you can go further and rub inside their mouth, preparing them for a dentist or a drench, and into the tips of their ears, up into the groin and under the tail, in case you have to take their temperature. But for now, I'm not looking for anything fancy, just a nice big sweeping rub from just behind the ears to the tail and down the legs. Pay attention to every feeling, every thought, every knowing, every pain, or every visual signal of not quite right that you have or see that means that your horse is out of their comfort zone. Each time you find a place where they're out of their comfort zone, go back to the neck if you can and rub for a couple of circles, then stop and wait for the cue, no matter how long it takes. Some of you will actually have to step away to help your horse find their comfort zone. This method is a significant advance on and works much faster than the method known as approach and retreat, and it has a hugely better feel to it than the desensitization that we talked about in the last lesson. By stopping and waiting for the cue, you're giving your horse the opportunity to release any resistance or trauma about being touched, and you are speeding up the whole process. Work with your horse until rubbing them all over their body on both sides is in their comfort zone. If you needed a stick to feel comfortable and safe, then repeat this lesson as many times on as many days as you need to with the stick, and then start again at the beginning and do it with your hands. And this is an important point. We've talked about it before. If your horse takes a long time to chew, they're doing a lot of processing, releasing of a trauma, then it's most likely they're not going to be up to doing anything else for at least a little while. They could be quite emotionally exhausted and needing to rest. So take a good break, or you may be even better off to walk away and come back tomorrow. And pay attention to what it feels like as you walk away, because that feeling you get might just be your horse's bubbles of joy.